The week ahead, heat builds, Harborfest returns, and key deadlines to watch. Monday brings partly cloudy skies clearing to mostly sunny, with coastal highs in the 75 to 80 degree range and inland readings between 81 and 85. Northwest to west winds of around 10 mph will give way to partly cloudy skies overnight, patchy fog, and lows in the 63 to 68 degree range. The National Weather Service projects a warming trend through the week, with temperatures running 3 to 7 degrees above normal by Thursday, coastal highs reaching the mid to upper 70s, western valleys into the mid 80s, inland areas in the low to mid 90s, and desert communities reaching 105 to 108 degrees. Moderate heat risk is forecast for valleys, lower mountains, and desert areas Wednesday through Friday, with elevated risk in the low desert. Community events this week include the Pacific Beach Tuesday Farmers Market on August 18 at 2 p.m., the Little Italy Mercado on August 19 beginning at 9:30 a.m., the Ocean Beach Certified Farmers Market on August 19 at 4 p.m., and the North Park Farmers Market on August 20 at 3 p.m. The Santee Lakes Concert Series featuring the Grown Ups runs Friday, August 21, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Santee Lakes Recreation Preserve, 9310 Finita Parkway. The marquee community event of the week is Harbor Fest, returning to Chula Vista's Bayside Park on Saturday, August 22, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. after a seven-year hiatus. Mayor John McCann announced the return of the Free Festival, which will feature live music, food vendors, artisan activities, lucha libre, a car show, water activities, free parking with shuttles, trolley access, and a new ferry connection. Beyond the social calendar, three civic developments bear close watching. The Board of Supervisors' two-day session beginning Tuesday will test whether the SDG and E-Golden Pacific Powerlink discussion generates substantive public pushback. The Peñasquito's Canyon Fire's morning containment update from SDFD and CAL FIRE is the most time-sensitive item on Monday's agenda. And Santee City officials face a growing expectation, raised explicitly by the Endorsing Taxpayers Association, that they clarify before November whether they will pursue stronger legal earmarking for the sales tax proceeds they are asking voters to approve.